This morning here, we're going to talk to Anmis Police Commissioner, who will share with us some of her experiences, challenges and successes, and also plans for 2022. Police Commissioner, good morning, and it's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, just first, kindly introduce yourself, please, and tell us a bit more about your previous experiences as a police officer.
Yes, please, I will do that. Thank you. My name is Christina Fossen, and I'm from Norway, all the way north of in Norway. And I'm educated as a lawyer, but I've been working almost my whole life in the Norwegian police force, because it's when you're a lawyer, you can also join the police in Norway and you become a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. So I have for many years been a prosecutor in the Norwegian police, taking the cases to courts, overviewing the investigation. I have never been a patrolling police officer. But I have been then, as I explained, a prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And then after some years, I became police commissioner. I was one of the youngest police commissioners and a female in Norway. At that time, I lived all the way north of, in Norway, close to the Russian border. Mm-hmm. I was a deputy and the police commissioner there for 5 years. And so, mm-hmm. so has my career gone. I have been a police commissioner in different districts. I live outside Oslo, near the capital, and I've had different posts. So that's my short background from the Norwegian police, mainly more than 20 years as a police commissioner.
Yes, and how does it qualify you now for your position with ANMIS?
I think it qualifies because I'm used to being a commissioner to have the total responsibility for my last post was 1,700 police officers in a large district, mm-hmm. with all the responsibilities the police has in Norway. And I also have attended several international UN courses. I have the UN Senior Mission Leader course, which is it's a training to qualify for positions like this. And then it's also important to mention I have never been to a UN mission before, but I have been head of mission in 2013, 2014 for 18 months in on the West Bank of Palestine. I was head of mission in the small observer mission in Hebron, a disputed city where our task was to observe and report on the breach of violations of human rights. It was always Norway who had the lead of this mission, and it was six countries contributing with both experienced language speakers as Arabic and with police officers and such. So I was head of that mission for 18 months.
Yes, and how easy was it for you to make the decision to come from the very north of Europe to South Sudan, a very fragile country?
I've always been tempted by working abroad and also working with the UN. And the last 2 years in Norway, I have spent working with Norway in the Security Council. So I knew, I've been in New York working with the mandates, how does Norway have to work with UN while we're in the Security Council. So when this position, I thought maybe this is my chance. This is my chance and my husband. I'm married, I have three children, but they're old, and I have a small little grandson, but my family said, go ahead, Christina, this is your chance, go for it. Mm-hmm. So I have the great support, and also from my government. Our foreign minister, she said, we are going to promote your candidacy, we are very much fond of your taking into this position. So I have the support from my whole family, and also from my government, so...
Sounds great. Yes. And now a lot of people might have just been hearing about ANPOL. Just tell us, what is ANPOL and what is your role here in South Sudan and ANMIS?
ANPOL is a part of ANMIS, and we are the police. You can say we're the police branch. We are police officers who conduct, and we are both here in Juba, and we are also present at the 10 or in the 10 states at the field offices together with the rest of ANMIS. But we have police officers, both what we call IPOs, which are individual police officers, and we have what we call the FBUs, that's for organized formed units. We have four of those. They always act as a group, and they conduct the patrolling. And what we usually do, UNPOL is providing security. We are doing co-locations, training. We are doing capacity building with the SSMPS in South Sudan. So our task is mainly both to provide security, protect the civilians. That's our main task according to the mandate. And we are also working in close partnership with the SSMPS to train them, to make them being able to conduct their job even better for the best of the people in South Sudan.
Let's briefly talk about the peace process in the country. How do you support the peace process as UNPOL?
We support the peace process in that we are, as I said, working in close partnership with SSMPS, and we closely discuss with the leadership of SSMPS at all times to find how do we, in the best way, provide our efforts together so we can be, so the peace process can move forward, so we can like have the PLC sites transformed to IDP camps. We work with the police at different sites where how can you provide the security, how can we train and make sure the capacity of the local security forces is in place so they can provide the security for the civilians. That's the most important task for all police in all over the world, is to protect the civilians.
Great. And what can the people of South Sudan expect from you and your team?
They can expect our proficiency, our willingness to support their local police, and they can also expect that we're doing the most we can together with all the partners the whole of UNMISS. We're working together with, and we also we're working close with rule of law and human rights to promoting the work with SGBV, sexual gender based violence. That's important for us to work with our partners here in South Sudan, and particularly in Juba, on how to prevent and how to investigate and how to make sure that the victims of sexual gender-based violence are taken good care of. That's very important. That's also a part of protecting the civilians.
And yes, you've mentioned all that protection of civilians. Is that your biggest focus? What are you planning to focus on?
We are, that's according to our mandate, protection of the civilians is one of our core tasks. But we also are now in discussions with both the leadership in UNMISS, and we're discussions, I as head of the component, head of police commissioner, I've already discussed with the SSMPS, how do we move forward together to provide security and to help and to support the local police forces and the SSMPS in providing security during the elections. That will be because security when you're going to have free and democratic elections is very important.
Yes, and talking about that, South Sudan police are facing quite a lot of challenges, of course, in their work. Now, what are the most burning issues that you are trying to address with them?
I think we're trying to address the need to have police that are well trained and equipped with the cars and with they have the basic requirements to be a police officer, and also we address the training. I think that's very important because many of the police officers have a background from the military, and it's important in a transition process, which South Sudan is, and according to the peace process, it's important that you see the difference between the police and the forces. So we're doing it in so many different ways. We also do the community policing. The sensitization training. So we're trying in all different ways to support also the local police in the different states in how to become a professional police officer and taking into consideration human rights and how you work with the people you're protecting.
Police commissioner, when I think about police, it is about being strict, disciplined, sometimes even slightly harsh, and overactive. Is it really how it is and how it should be?
No, it should not be like that. And I think that's why the UNPOL and all the we have police officers from almost 50 different nationalities, and all these police officers come with their background, and then we have a certain set of standards which UN has put in place. And you're not supposed to be, police should be strict when it's necessary, but many of the situations you don't need to be strict. Mm-hmm. You can talk to the people. We don't have to be strict or use our all our means to often if you see in the movies you see police being really mm-hmm. strict, and but also it's also a way of being police, being the nice one, talking to people, go out and meet them, tell them about, I mean, to prevent crime happening. That's the way. I think it's very important that we, when you go to schools or you talk to the teachers or you talk to the communities, it's important to address the certain issues. You're not allowed to, it's not good for the young females to have sex before their ages. It's before they're grown up, and it should be voluntarily. It should not be forced upon you. Mm-hmm. And also how you are supposed to, I mean, and when the communities also have their own responsibility to prevent crime. So you need to be present. You need to talk to people.
All right.
You need to make friendly, you also need to build trust. I think that's important, because if we build trust with the population, then they will come to us. And then if the local people in South Sudan have trust in their own government, have trust in their police, they will come to the police and tell them about things where the police should do or where the police should be. So
and that was my next question, actually. It's often said that a police is your friend. We heard that phrase many times, a police is a friend. How do you build that friendship? How do you build that trust between the civilians and the police? Especially, you have seen the situation here in South Sudan. How do we reach there?
Well, I have only been here 6 weeks, so I think mm-hmm. I am not an expert on this. Mm-hmm. But what I do see is the importance of, as I said, is presence. It's the appearance that they see us, and we bring our, UN, together with all the nationalities here, we bring all our competence and all the experience, and we share this with the local police or the SSMPS. So I think it's important for them to see that the police needs to, of course, sometimes you have to be with your protection, and you have to be with your armed, your weapons, and you have to be because of the security situation. But many times the police can be stop, talk to people, be friendly, mm-hmm. and build trust. Because, as I said, the only way for if you're going to have a reach out, the population needs to have, the inhabitants needs to have trust in their police.
All right.
And I think that, because if somebody is scared or is afraid or doesn't like the security situation where you live, or and you have the corruption, and we need to address the certain issues, and then we need to discuss them, and then we need to show presence. The police needs to show presence and be used to used to be out there with mm-hmm. the people of South Sudan.
Great. Now, how is being a female police officer in Norway, and how would you compare it to the experience of your colleagues in South Sudan?
Well, you know what? I've been a female in police, as is in all over the world, for many years been very male dominated. But now, the last years, both in Norway and very many other countries, I see the females are taking all certain roles in the police. So I've had my experiences, and I'm almost 60 years, so I've been working for a long time. And I think one of the first things I did here when I came was to have the closing remarks at the South Sudan Security, the Police Security Network, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I shared with all these females that were present, I shared with them my experiences. And I think they're common all over the world. You need to believe in yourself. You need to be take some chances. You need to step up, and you need to support each other. I think that's one of the most important things, that females also need to support each other, and we need to stand together and to also be. And you have to step up a little bit if you're living. But I think I've discussed this with the IGP and the deputy IGP, and I think they are aware of this, and they see the need and the importance of having both male and female police officers.
And finally, just before I let you go, what is your message to the leaders and the people of South Sudan?
I wish they all could just continue as they're doing and continue to work with us and let us support them in all different ways and be very clear and honest with us what they need, and then we can work together, because that's we are here to support the government of South Sudan, and we're here as UNPOL Police Commissioner. I'm here to support and work in partnership with SSMPS, and if we work in a partnership, we both have to contribute, and we both have to share ideas and thoughts and work together. And I think we're doing it, but we need to continue to do it, and hopefully the people of South Sudan will see that UNPOL is here and UNMISS is here to support the peace process and to support the future of the people of South Sudan.
Police Commissioner, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for talking to us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right, and that is UNMISS Police Commissioner telling us about her experiences and some of what UNPOL does here in South Sudan.